Jonathan did not respond. It is, of course, the last resort of a liar to challenge his inquisitor to call him a liar directly. Worse, there was an edge in Jacob's voice. It might have been the hint of a threat, or it might have been a terrified boy near tears. I said, "Jake, it's all right. Jonathan has a job to do." "I know, but he doesn't believe me." "It's okay. He'll be your lawyer whether he believes you or not. Defense lawyers are like that." I gave Jacob a wink. "What about my trial? How am I going to get up there?" "You're not," I said. "You're not going anywhere near that witness stand. You're going to sit at the defense table, and the only reason you're going to get up is to go home at night." Jonathan slipped in, "I think that's wise." "But how will I tell my story?" "Jacob, I don't know if you've been listening to yourself the last few minutes. You cannot take the stand." "Then what's my defense?" Jonathan said, "We don't have to present a defense. We have no burden. The burden is entirely on the prosecution. We're going to attack their case at every turn, Jacob, until there's nothing left of it. That's our defense." "Dad?" I hesitated. "I'm not sure it's going to be enough, Jonathan. We can't just throw a few spitballs at LeJudas's case. He has the thumbprint. He has the witness who puts a knife in Jacob's hand. We're going to have to do more. We have to give those jurors something." "So what do you suggest I do, Andy?" "I just think maybe we need to consider presenting a real affirmative defense." "Love to. What do you have in mind? As far as I can see, all the evidence points one way." "What about Pat's? The jury should at least hear about him. Give them the real killer." "The real killer? Oh my, how do we prove that?" "We'll hire a detective to dig into it." "Dig into what? Pat's? There's nothing there. When you were in the DA's office, you had the state police, every local police department, the FBI, CIA, KGB, NASA." "We always had less resources than you defense guys imagined." "Maybe, but you had more than you have now, and you never found anything. What's a private detective going to do that a dozen state police detectives couldn't?" I had no answer. "Andy, look, I know you understand that the defense has no burden of proof. You know it, but I'm not entirely sure you believe it. This is how the game is played from the other side. We don't get to pick our clients. We don't get to just drop a case if the evidence isn't there. So this is our case." He gestured toward the papers in front of him. "We play the cards we're dealt. We have no choice." "Then we have to find some new cards." "Where?" "I don't know. Up our sleeves." "I note," Jonathan drawled, "that you are wearing a short-sleeve shirt."